Blog Talk Radio.
This ain't no ordinary world. This ain't no ordinary song, yeah. The God of Self is greater than the ordinary. So I'ma give them all I have.
Yes, come on and just begin to praise God. Hallelujah, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Welcome to the Daily Fire Devotion Podcast. I am your host, Evangelist Attorney Rossi Williams. And to everyone listening live right now, I say good morning, good morning, good morning. And to those of you who will listen to the recording later, I say hello, hello, hello. We want you to be encouraged because God has a powerful word for you today during this 15 minutes of hot manna for your soul, ending with assigning your task for today. Listen and grow in every area of your life. Our topic for today's teaching comes from 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 2. That's 1 Corinthians, we're in the New Testament, chapter 6, verse 2. While you're getting your Bibles ready, let me quickly remind you of how to tune in to Daily Fire Devotion Podcast with me and how to stay connected. You can tune in live with me Mondays through Fridays at 7 a.m. Eastern on Facebook Live, on the web at rossi.org, which is my ministry website. That's rawsi.org. Or you can stream Daily Fire Devotion from all major podcast platforms. That's right. As of this week, praise God, we've now expanded. So we're on Spotify, iTunes, Amazon, iHeart, Google, whatever all of the major podcasts are, just type in my name, R-A-W-S-I, Rossi Williams, or Daily Fire Devotion to find the podcast. Now, if you cannot tune in live at 7, you can hear the recording anytime after 7 a.m. Eastern by streaming on those same major podcast platforms. So just go there and enter Daily Fire Devotion or my name. Or on my ministry website, rossi.org, just go there to the broadcast page and you will see the radio player there and you'll be able to press play. And you can not only hear today's recording, but prior teachings as well. And then number three, if you can't tune in live or if you can't stream online or you just don't want to go online, you can have the recordings text straight to you at 8 a.m. Eastern and do so by texting the word or the letters DF for Daily Fire to phone number 33222. Again, text the letters DF, that's all that's in your message, to phone number 33222, and that will allow the recording to be texted to you at 8 a.m. and also for you to be a word sharer because you are to share each day's teaching with at least one family member or friend you know who needs to hear that word. All right, so online at rossi.org, streaming on any major platforms, Spreaker, Apple, Spotify, there are so many of them I don't know, or text DF to phone number 33222 and follow me on any social media, Rossi Williams, R-A-W-S-I. All right, just give me time with these new streaming things. I'm trying to get myself together on making sure I call out all of these things. But let's get into the word now. We're in 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 2, and you're going to love today's teaching. It is very relevant for right now. Reading from the KJV. Do ye not know that the saints shall judge the world? And if the world shall be judged by you, are ye unworthy to judge the smallest matters? Listen to that again. Do ye not know that the saints shall judge the world? That means not just our nation, every nation, the world. And if the world shall be judged by you, glory, are ye unworthy to judge the smallest matters? Praise God for the reading of his word. Our topic for today's Daily Fire Devotion podcast with evangelist attorney Rossi Williams is the Christian in the presidential election. The Christian and the presidential election. Brothers and sisters, today is Thursday, October 29th, 2020. And just 5 to 6 more days on November 3rd, 2020, we will elect the next president of these United States. The choice is between the Republican candidate, the incumbent, President Donald Trump, and the Democratic candidate, former Vice President and Senator Joe Biden. The vice presidential selections on the Republican side are the current Vice President Mike Pence, which of course you don't vote for them separately, right? They're part of the presidency that you're choosing, but you can never leave their names out of your choice, because if anything should happen to the sitting president, the vice president will take charge. On the Democratic side, Senator Kamala Harris. This is a very controversial election. This is a very contested election. These candidates are running neck and neck because, as we've seen previously, those polls which will say one candidate is ahead by 10 points or 10 or 20% on election day, they don't bear out to be true. The Christian in the presidential election. Some of you listening today are Republicans. And some of you listening today are Democrats. And some of you listening are independents. And some of you belong to other parties. But the main thing is that if you are a Christian listening today, your first commitment is to Christ. Oh, isn't this good teaching already? I said, if you are a Christian listening today, your first commitment before your political affiliation, before any partisan politics, it is to Christ, glory, the Christian in the presidential election. And 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 2 that I read unto you, Paul said, listen up. It's baffling me at how every time there's some kind of decision to be made, you don't know how to make it. You got to sit there and just say, well, I won't make a decision. I can't judge it out. Yet you are the same people who are supposed to be righteous enough to judge the world. So he said, if you are unable, if you are incapable of judging the things that go on in your everyday life, if you are incapable of applying the word of God righteously
to any situation, how then can you sit in the place of where a Christian is supposed to sit, of being able to judge righteously sin in the world? Glory. Hallelujah. You see, the devil has deceived some of you. Many times I hear Christians saying, well, the Bible said not to judge, so I'm not going to judge, because it said, judge not that you be not judged. Do you not understand the word in the context of Christ in the Bible? Judge not that you be not judged doesn't mean that you are unable to exact righteous judgment on the situation. It means judge not from a place of hypocrisy, from a place of inadequate knowledge, from a place of trying to determine the status of someone's heart about a situation that you know not of. For instance, or from a place of self-righteousness. For instance, I've grown up for years in a very strict Pentecostal denomination, and now I'm in another. But as the years have gone by, you know, sometimes things that the older people said couldn't be done, then now they say can. But let me just say, where I grew up, in the denomination I grew up in, which is not my current denomination now as an adult, but I still minister in that denomination. When I was growing up, it was a sin for a female to wear pants. And I remember having a discussion, because I was in high school when I became a member in this denomination. I remember having a discussion with one of the leaders about it. And I asked, well, what is the reasoning for that? Because, you know, I wore pants. And they told me, because the Bible said a woman should not wear anything that pertains to a man. And I said, but pants are made for women. They're made for girls. I'm not wearing pants that are made for men. And they doubled down on that. And then I said, because even as a teenager, I was always very smart and I questioned things. I said, but, you know, and I was respectful. But even back then, the men didn't wear pants. You know, in the biblical days, there were no pants. So how did it get determined? I'm talking to you like I was asking because I was a teenager. How did it get determined that the pants were for men? Or females could not wear fingernail polish. Now, if you had on clear, you could get away with that. But God forbid you wore red. You were definitely a Jezebel. Females could not wear lipstick. God forbid you wore red. You were almost a whore and a harlot. And I can remember at one meeting where a person questioned the fact that as an adult, I had gone to the military and everything, and I came back. And so at this point, I'm saved, and I've been called into ministry, and my pastor, you know, was letting me minister consistently, probably 2 Sundays a month, I would think, or definitely at least one. I was ministering. I was doing programs for in the afternoons. You know, just I was about the Christ life as I am now, souls being saved, because I'm an evangelist. And I can remember person speaking at one of our meetings, calling me out in the whole meeting. And the person talked about the fact that I wore fingernail polish when I got up to preach in the pulpit. And the person talked about the fact that one day the person saw me, I think I had been running. I was running, because even though I was out in the military, from the military, they'd given me a nursing scholarship to Tuskegee University. So I was in the ROTC there. And so I come home during the summers, but I still ran, I exercised. The person saw me running, and I had shorts on. The shorts weren't short shorts, but they were shorts. And so the person brought that up, you know, about me ministering, and I wear red fingernail polish, that the person saw me running with some shorts on. Now, my pastor didn't sit me down or anything about that, because I've never shied away from being who I am. And if you call me up to minister, when you met me, I was wearing fingernail polish, including red polish. When you met me, I had on eyelashes. You know, I would have on lipstick. When you met me, I dressed the way I dressed. So I don't try to change that. If you don't want me to minister, it's okay, because my ministry is not caught up in a title or a particular church or a pastor or a denomination. I'm going to evangelize to souls if I never preach at anyone's church, because that's my calling. But when I minister at anyone's church, I always wear a robe. That way, the focus is just not on me or my body, or if your skirt is too short, or, you know, if it's this or that, because I do have a nice shape. So I just wear a clergy robe no matter what. That's something God put on my heart. My pastor has never required that. That's from God. So that's what I do. And so that was a big, stay with me, big controversy about this. Because, see, as Christians, instead of judging righteously from the word of God, the person's judgment was from the person's own preferences, the person's own self-righteousness. Because the person then said, I don't wear any fingernail polish but clear. I responded, but you wear polish. But because hers was clear and mine was red, I was somehow sinful. Paul says, if you can't judge the smaller matters, in other words, if you get so caught up in the things that don't matter, if you're going to get so caught up in this election, in your political affiliation, if you're going to get caught up in the race of each candidate, if you're going to get caught up in the gender identity politics, race politics, if you're going to get caught up in whether or not they're from your home state, you're unworthy because you don't know how to judge the situation with biblical perspective. We're about to get ready to go into prayer. Then I'm going to wrap up with the altar call and your task for today. Brothers and sisters, as Christians, your duty in this election, as you go vote, number one, is to go vote. How can you judge the world if you're not even knowing what's going on and helping to place into these political positions people who are going to help further the kingdom of God? See, God appointed kings. He ordained governance. He ordained Saul back in the Old Testament. He appointed and selected David. So God puts governance into place. So although we are not of the world, we're in the world, we're still subject to the laws of the world. So as Christians, we have to be involved in who we are putting in place in your local elections, from your board of education to your county commissions, to your mayors, to your sheriffs. You have to be involved in who you're putting in your state attorney's office and in your attorney general. You have to be involved in who you're electing for your state representatives, who you are putting in place as judges. You have to be involved also on your national levels. You do have to go vote. And then number two, you're going to have to look at each candidate and each party. And you must, as a Christian, cross-reference each party, the word of God, and where they stand. Not just each candidate, but each party, because a candidate may promise one thing, but in the end, the candidate is going to do what his or her party does. Where does the candidate in the party stand on the application of the laws of the land to what God requires? That is your litmus test. Because whether the candidate says, I've been married to the same spouse all my life. And one of the candidates said, well, I've been divorced and tries to give or gives his or her reasons. And whether the candidate has this history or that history or promises the pie in the sky, what is the candidate saying about the application of the laws of the land to this world that you will judge? Where does the candidate or the candidate's party stand on what matters to you and what matters to us in faith? If abortion matters to you, where does the candidate in the party stand? If same-sex marriage matters to you and you have a stance on that, where does the candidate in the party stand? If racial injustice and criminal disparities in the criminal justice system matter to you, yesterday I taught you on the Christian and police brutality. If you missed that, and I gave you scriptures where the Bible says, open your mouth for the mute, for the destitute, for those who are oppressed. Go back to my website, rossi.org, and on the podcast page, you'll be able to hear that. Where does the candidate and the party stand? Where? Who is the candidate? In the next 4 years, what would this nation look like if you vote for that candidate? What would this nation look like in abortion? What would this nation look like in same-sex marriage? What would this nation look like in transgenderism? What would this nation look like in racism? What would this nation look like in police brutality against black people? What would this nation look like in the schools and education? What would this nation look like in the finances and economics? What would this nation look like in the church? Will restrictions be placed on what the church can preach and teach? Will pastors be arrested and dragged out of churches for preaching the word of God? Or will you be allowed to continue your ministry? You should be able to put aside your blinders, put aside your feelings, put aside your party, and judge this matter so that you vote righteously. Paul said, know you not that Christians shall judge the world? Yet here you are, unworthy to judge the smallest matter. Let's get ready to go in prayer. Then we'll wrap up with the altar call and your tithes for today. This is why you don't miss. You should never let your day go by, Monday through Friday, without listening to Daily Fire Devotion. Whether you tune in live at 7 a.m. Eastern, or whether you go back and stream or download the podcast, or you are a word sharer because you text DF to 33222. This is definitely one of the very few places where you will get godly application of the word to the everyday things that matter in life. Sometimes I have you an encouraging word for it. Sometimes it's just a no-holds-barred, take-it-as-it-is, in your face word, because the Bible teaches us in Jude, sometimes you have to snatch the person from the fire, hating the very garment that's been stained by sin. But it will always be something you can apply to your everyday life to grow in Christ. Let's go into prayer. Hallelujah. Father, we come today in the name of Jesus. Lord, we give your name the praise and the glory. Father, we just thank you for this powerful word today on Daily Fire Devotion Podcast. This is a thought-provoking word. This is a challenging word, God. This is a get us right, dust us off, and polish us up word that requires us as we go into the voting booth to make sure that our vote is cast in alignment with your word, not in alignment with our party, not in alignment with our friends, not in alignment with our household, not in alignment with popular culture, not in alignment with our coworkers, not because we want to just vote for whomever, but because, God, we understand the gravity of the call on our lives, the anointing on us in this election and in every election, whether in our municipality, whether our county, our state, or nationally, to shape the world. The people we put in office, the judges we put in office, the mayors, the boards of education, the county commissioners, the attorneys general, the state prosecutors or DAs, the city councilors, it shapes our world from federal to the very daily decisions of the homeowner property tax we pay, to the sales tax we pay, to what can be taught and what is required in our schools, to the money that comes into whatever community we live in, to the laws and the city ordinances. The smallest things, Paul said, that matter. Every vote, every decision, every PTA meeting, we shape this world. Now, Lord, I pray for those listening right now and for those who will listen later, that they will take what I've said and they will then look at your word and apply every vote, every decision against your word. And going to vote, early voting, which is this Sunday or on November 3rd, that number one, every person goes to vote. Every person who can vote goes to vote. Number two, every person votes according with your word. And number three, for those who cannot vote, that between now and the next election and whatever their municipality is, not just waiting until 4 years down the road, that they get themselves to the point where they can vote. If they are felons and their state allows them to vote and they still have fines, that they get this stuff paid off. Glory. That they get themselves to the point to vote. Start attending their municipal meetings, which most now are being held online via Zoom. So there's no reason to not attend the city council meeting. There's no reason to not know what's going on and making their voices heard, that they get involved, Father, in community organizations that match your word, wherever they are, whatever stands for what they're trying to put forth in accordance with their word, that they get involved and help shape the world that we will judge. Whether their cause is the NAACP, the ACLU, the Urban League, whether their cause is PETA or the National Humane Society, whether their cause is mercy ships that goes around the world performing surgery on those in third world countries who need it and cannot afford it, whether it's the Equal Justice Initiative, whether it's the Boys and Girls Club, whether it's Girl Scouts or Boy Scouts, whatever it is, glory. Whether it's mentoring children, whether it's Meals on Wheels, whether it's serving the homeless at a homeless shelter. And if for some reason they can't go out, that they donate. Get involved in the smallest matters that will help shape this world that we judge. In Jesus' name we pray. Say, I will get involved. I will vote. Not just in the presidential elections, but in every election, I will shape my world according to God's word. Hallelujah. Amen. Let's do the altar call and let's end with your task. For those of you who are unsaved, for those of you who are backslidden, for those of you who have not been voting, even though you qualified to vote, I heard Shaquille O'Neal say for the first time in his life, he voted in this election. He said he's never voted, and he said the reason he was because he didn't have time, realizing that that was not truly an excuse. You see, sometimes people just feel like it's not going to make a difference. Other times people are living insulated lives in bubbles where nothing is really affecting them because of their celebrity. So it doesn't matter to them who they vote for or if they vote. But you as the Christian understand the word of God, that you are in the end times, that we are to a point where if you go back and read your word in Revelation, then the books of Timothy, 1st and 2nd Timothy and Galatians, we're in a time in the world where we're in the end days, people are lovers of pleasure more than lovers of God. People have turned away from God and do not want to hear God. You should know that the rapture is coming. A one world government is coming. We already have cryptocurrency that now allows for a borderless one world equivalency in currency. Because whereas the dollar is not accepted in every country, and whereas the value is not the same, Bitcoin is the same whether I'm in the United States or China. Ethereum is the same and XRP. All of these cryptocurrencies. And you can own cryptocurrency and send it in across nations. You can use it to buy things online and even now in some major stores. There will come a time of the mark of the beast. When I was a kid, I couldn't even envision that because we had money, cash, and checks. There were no cell phones, and there was no debit cards. So I was trying to figure out how could you have to be required to take a mark to be able to buy or sell. But now people are already being microchipped. Now if you go into the airport, they have a thing called Clear where they're trying to get you to sign up for, where you can go and have your irises scanned so that from now on when you come in, you don't have to go and stand in line in the regular security. You just put your eyes in the scanner. It's biometrics, and that identifies you and lets you go through. I just have the TSA pre-check, right? That just lets me go through. I'm not about to give you my biometric data. But what I'm showing you is that it won't be long before, as the Bible says, people will take the mark, that the Christians will have been raptured away, that there will be a one-world government, and there will be the Antichrist. Then everyone will be required to take a mark, be microchipped, to buy, to sell, the biometrics, because by that time we have gone through generations who grew up on biometrics, who grew up on things like Clear. To them, it'll be nothing. And then those who remain are now remembering that the word of God was taught to you, but you weren't Christians, so you weren't raptured away. And now you are trying to hold out and not have to accept that mark. There will be Armageddon. There will be the end of this world, and there will be what Paul just said in 1 Corinthians 6, verse 2. The saints judging the world as Jesus makes that final decision. Well done, thy good and faithful servant. Enter thou into the joy of thy Lord, or depart from me, you who are in iniquity and sin. I never knew you. You now go to the fire prepared for the devil and his angels. Christian, I'm sorry I went over, but God just put it on my heart to make sure you understand that the Bible, it's not that it will be fulfilled. It is actually being fulfilled and unfolding before your very eyes. Everything is going to help shape the election in your future. And you got to now get prepared. Jesus, glory. Repeat after me. Father, I come in Jesus' name. I repent and ask forgiveness of my sins. I ask you to come into my life now and be my Savior. I confess, Jesus, that you are the Christ. I confess that God has raised you from the dead. Now, according to Romans 10, verses 9 through 10, I am saved. I am rededicated to you. I will pay attention to what's going on in this world. I will help shape the world and the things that matter, because I know we're in the last day, and I want my family and friends to be saved as well. I want to help people go to heaven. In Jesus' name, amen. You are now saved. You are now rededicated. Make sure you go to your church, whether it's online, you know, or in person. For those of you who don't want to attend in person, go online. If you don't have a church, make sure you find you a good church home that is teaching the Word of God and get plugged in so that you're doing something, because an idle mind is the devil's workshop. If you don't have any church home, I invite you to worship with my church online on Sunday mornings at 11 a.m. Eastern. We're on Facebook Live and YouTube. That is First Deliverance Church of God in Christ, Miami, Florida, Pastor Errol Cooper Sr., E-R-R-O-L, and Lady Tony Cooper. Again, we're live at 11 a.m. Eastern on Facebook Live and YouTube. For those of you in the Miami area, if you don't have a church home, we are having in-person services. You're welcome to attend at 9:15 a.m. and 11 a.m. We do require masks. We check your temperature before you come in. We have hand sanitizer at the door and before you enter the sanctuary. All of our chairs are placed 6 feet apart, so there's no worry that you won't be social distancing. When the service is over, there is no congregating. You will exit out a separate door immediately. For offering, we do not even have people getting up and marching around. The offering plate is brought to each person, and it's not even a plate. It's a little thing. You just drop your offering. And two, there is no contact. When the pastor prays, there is no contact. We do not bring you up to the front to congregate and be in close proximity with others. See, even as a church, we know how to judge the smallest matters. That's First Deliverance Church of God in Christ, out in Liberty City, 6229 Northwest 11th Avenue, right across from the police substation, 9:15 a.m. and 11 a.m. For those of you who will tune in with us on Facebook Live and YouTube, 11 a.m. Eastern. All right. I went over, and I'm really disciplining myself not to, but sometimes God takes me over because there is a word he needs to get. So I don't apologize for that today. But if I go over of my own accord where I'm just not being disciplined, then I do apologize, because order is important as a Christian as well. All right, our topic for today's Daily Fire Devotion podcast with evangelist attorney Rossi Williams, the Christian in the presidential election. Your task is to vote according to the Word of God. All right, I'll see you tomorrow morning at 7 a.m. Eastern on the Daily Fire Devotion podcast. Make sure you are streaming, or you just go to rossi.org and you can tune in live there. All you need to do is just press the button, the play button, and you'll be tuned in with me live. Or make sure you have text the letters DF or message DF to phone number 33222. I know that you know a lot of people who need to hear today's teaching, whether because they are unable to make a decision from a Christian standpoint because they're telling you they're not going to vote, or because they don't understand the significance of the vote in every election, or because they are unaware that we're in the last days and why they need to start positioning themselves to judge the world, or because they're self-righteous and they judge everybody in every situation from their own preferences and their own weights, as opposed to whether or not it's a sin in accordance with the Word of God, and have therefore turned many people away from Christ because their answer to everything is no instead of a yes and amen. You know someone who needs to hear this word. Share it with them today. When you get the text, forward the text. If you're not signed up to get the text, sign up now. Text the letters or message DF. D as in daily, F as in fire. So phone number 33222 right now. And just send people to rossi.org. I love you. I'll see you tomorrow. Whatever you do in your day, do not miss Daily Fire Devotion, whether you listen in the morning, afternoon, at night, or night. And I even encourage you to have your family sit down and listen to this teaching with you today and begin to talk about it. It allows you to open up and witness to each other. There ought to be some God time in your house. There's TV time. There's meal time. There's argument time. There's social media time. Where's the God time, Glory? As a family, where all of you sit down and have a discussion about the Lord. I encourage you to use each day's teaching for that time. Listen to it together. And then have frank discussion about the topic and the challenge. And it will not only help your household grow in Christ, but it will help you to see where you stand on different things and what you need to pray about together. I'll see you in the morning. This ain't no ordinary worship here on Daily Fire Devotion. Follow me on social media, R-A-W-S-I, Rossi Williams.
This ain't no ordinary.